Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Mfufu 2017 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izimali zona lezo eze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi yaphela asizake sithole ngitsho le peni elilodwa nje.
Amalunga edale lephaliyamende avela kumabandla wonke asedale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka amakhuba phansi esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo yikuthi amaphathi amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze i-coalition ilima lamaphathi kubana baye contesta i-2018 elections bebambene.
Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe kuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo amane owe People's Rainbow Coalition. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo luveza ukuba isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama birth certificates. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke akuleli dale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka phansi amakhuba esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances ebikwa isifika kumadola ezinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu ngalunga linye i-$30,000. Amalunga edale abikwa engakaze aphiwe yona indibilitshi eyodwa lokhu idale laqala ngomnyaka ka-2013. Sixoxe lelinye lamalunga la umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Izimali zona lezo eze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi siyaphela asizake sithole ngitsho le peni elilodwa nje. AFPUL-i besithola i-fuel go lapha nalaphaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi leyo mali ingatholakali. Sicina-ke sithatha khonokho umholo okuncane kusiba yikho esikusebenzisayo ukuthi sikwanise ukubuya emsebenzini nokubuyela njalo emakhaya ukuthi siyokwenza umsebenzi. Osokusenza-ke ukuthi kube angani amalunga edale lephaliyamende wona yiwo asesenza ukuthi unkulumende esebenze. Ngamafitshane sebe-subsidiza unkulumende ukuthi umsebenzi kahulumende wenza kahle.
Limanyene yini lingamalunga edale amabandla wonke kumbe bekungamabandla MDC kuphela?
Izolo abaningi abakhulume kakhulu lanamhlanje ngabebandleli busayi. Umsekeli kaSifiso ke wazama ukuhlalisa phansi omunye wamalunga edale lephaliyamende ebandleni elibusayo emtshela ukuthi angikhangelelanga ukuthi wena usuke ebandleni elibusayo ngakhuluma ngento leyo. Kodwa-ke ilunga ledale lephaliyamende lamphendula lathi hhayi into esikhuluma ngayo leyo kayilani le bandla lezombangazwe.
Uhulumende ulikweleda malini?
Izimali ziyachiyachiyana ziningi ziningi kakhulu Chris izimali. Kodwa ziyachiyachiyana ngoba athi abona ukuthi into ezakalayo ngeyokuthi kwesinye isikhathi i-fuel yakho lesiyithola iya ngoma ohambayo. So kuya ngokuthi umuntu usibakhathala kanganani le phaliyamende. Kanti njalo ama-sitting allowance lawo aya ngokuthi wena uhamba kanganani ephaliyamende lo ngokunganani imali. So ke ngenxa yakhonoko zitshiyatshiyeni izimali kodwa hayi sikhuluma ngezimali eziningi sibili ngoba amanye amalunga nxa sikhuluma la ngefuel ngibona ngani iyafika kubo 25,000 kubo 30,000 ilunga ledale lepharliamente lilinye.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda ilunga ledale lepharlamente engwebandla leMDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseHarare. Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe ukuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla amane ayiwo azawamela kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Amabandla la ngabalisa ele PDP elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Lucia Matibenga, ele Zunde, ele Dare, lele National People's Party asebumbe umanyano awubiza ngokuthi yi-People's Rainbow Coalition. Asizweni umnumzana Siphepha Nkomo ekhuluma ngalumanyano.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaparty amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze icoalition ilima lamaparty kubana baye contesta i 2018 elections bebambene ende babiza ibizo lali party yaba yi People's Rainbow Coalition. Kwakhethwa uMaye Mjuru ukuthi abe yi-presidential candidate. I-emblem yethu is a moving train, carrying goods, carrying minerals, carrying people of all kinds. Sonke sizabe sihambe abangenayo bazangena kwamanye ama-stations. Silindele ukuthi abanye bethu basijoyine. But esikwaziyo ukuthi noma sokutheni u-2018 umgabe kakho. Kutsho ukuthi sizabe silokho sikhuluma lamanye amabandla. Asingeke savala i-door. Ngoba ilima leli lifuna wonke umuntu aparticipate. Kodwa ukuqakathekile ikithi ukuthi you can see ibizo lethu alibizwa ngokuthi NPP alliance or NPP coalition. No, it's a neutral name, neutral logo, the neutral slogans. So simelele amanye amaparty siqhubekela phambili sikhuluma nabo ukuthi asihlanganeni madoda lapha ku-neutral lapha kakho omunye omkhulu kulomunye.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo webandla le National People's Party ubekhuluma ngomanyano owe People's Rainbow Coalition obunjwe lamhlanje. Kunjalo nje ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi ukwehluleka kwamabandla aphikisayo kumanyana kuza kwenza kube lula kakhulu kubandla lezanu PF ukuthi linqobe kukhetho oluzayo. Amabandla la ake yazama ukukhulumisana phezu kokumanyana kodwa ehlulekile ukuvumelana. Ngakho sokule manyano emithathu ebalisa owekhodi okhokhelwa umnumzana Elton Mangoma, owe-MDC Alliance okhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai, lokankosikazi Joyce Mujuru owe-Rainbow Coalition. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona ngalo dibo olukhona ilolumelelo ukuthi ngendlela ami ngawo la amabandla ahlephelelana abantu akade bezavotela amabandla aphikisayo. Lanxa kuyikuthi elinye lawo la mabandla belingaphumelela, udubo ngolokuthi ngokungabambani kwawo abe liqembu elodwa ayenza ukuthi ZANU-PF icine isizithola isisazi ukuthi lanxa ingaqhila ekhethweni abantu bacabangele ukuthi hayi iphumelele ngendaba yokuthi amabandla aphikisayo abe ngabambananga kungela kumanyana okuqinile kangako, ikakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi kulenhlangothi ezintathu ezingathi zikhangelele ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Khonokho ngibona ngani kuzanika iZANU-PF i-excuse yokuthi lanxa bengaqhila njengalokhu abacatshangela ukuthi bahlala bekwenza abantu bangacina becabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe iZANU iphumelele nje kuphela ngoba amabandla aphikisayo abengabambananga.
Iyona iZANU-PF kodwa awuboni ukulwisana okuphakathi kwayo lakho kuyiphazamisa na okukhetho lapha?
Ungayiphazamisa kodwa okusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sokusiyafika ekhethweni, ngibone ngani mina abantu bezanu sebesuke kathana kakhulu behamba ndawonye bayazi ukuthi mhlazana kulanga lokhetho kuzafanele babambane. Abaqakathekileyo bakhona ngibone ngani bazangena bazazama ukuthi bangene kukhetho belibandla elilodwa bengaqhamukanga phakathi kahle kahle ngoba phela kuzanu kufunakala ukuthi badinge ukuthi bathole ukuthi ongaba yihloko yalibandla kahle kahle ngemva kwafezela umgabe ngubani. khonoko kuzayenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi kube lomunye umuntu ongaphuma ngalesi sikhathi abuya aphumelela ukuthi akhe ibandla elingaphikisa kumbe lingaqhamula ivoti yezano. Ngakho angiboni izano ikuproblem kumbe iphakathi kodwa olukhulu kakhulu nxa siya ekhethweni nxa kuyikuthi amabandla aphikisayo ngazange abambane abe munye.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni esebhilitani.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivoteni.
Uyazazi na indawo okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Kuhlandla lakuqala eliqala emhla ka 10 kusiya kumhla ka 25 Mfufu. Kulama centers alandelayo: Bulawayo, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Bulawayo Central, Bulawayo East, Makokova, Harare Metropolitan, Chitungwiza, St. Mary's Zengeza East and West, Chitungwiza North, Epworth, Harare Central, Southerton, Highfields East, Budiriro, Zivarasekwa, Mount Pleasant, Mavuku Tafara, Emanikaland, Chipinge Central, West, East and South, Musikavani, Chimanimani, East and West, Mutare, South and West, Buhera South, Emashonaland Central, Mbire, Guruwe North, Mzarabani, North and South, Mount Darwin, North and West, Mashonaland East, Mudzi North, West and South, Mutoko, East, North and South, Euzumba, Maramba Pungwe, Mashonaland West, Kariba, Nyami Nyami, Urungwe, Magunje, Central, East, North and West, Emashingo, Chirezi, East, West, South and North, Emwenezi, East and West, Chivi, South, Ematebeleland North, Lupane, East and West, Ebinga, North and South, Ematebeleland South, Emzingwane, Matopo North, Lemzingwane, Ensiza, Insiza, North and South, Enkabazwe, Emidlands, Gokwe North, Gokwe Kabuyuni, Gokwe Chirea, Gokwe Nembuzia, Le Gokwe Kumunyu, Gokwe South, Gokwe Mapungauta, Gokwe Central, Gokwe Kana, Gokwe Sengwa. Kodwa lawa ayisiwo wonke ama centers elingabhalisa kiwo. Amanye lilakho ukuwathola ekhasini lethu ku website yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Umsekeli womeli welemelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage izolo unikeze inhlanganiso yabesigaba senhla yemandebeleni eLupane Women's Development Trust uncedo lwemali engaba ngamadola azinkulungwane ezilikhulu $100,000 eyokusebenzisa kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa ezigoqela ezokulima lokuthunga amalala. Unompumelelo moyo siphalo ludaba ngugcweleyo eselupane.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhlanje eLupane Women's Center kulotsha isivumelwano sokutholisa uncedo lwemali ngaphansi kwesikhwama se-United States African Development Foundation kubomama labesilisa abasebenza phansi kweLupane Women's Development Trust okuzadonsa okweminyaka emibili elandelayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo ebuka imisebenzi yeLupane, umsekeli womeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage ngemva kokubuka izilimo lezifuyo zepulazini labo mama beLupane uthe kuyajabulisa ukubona abesifazana besebenza kahle bethuthukisa imuli zabo wancoma lemisebenzi yabo yezandla.
One of the primary goals of the U.S. mission to Zimbabwe is to help expand inclusive and sustainable economic opportunities.
Oyiko kakatekileyo esikujongileyo ukuthi senze amathuba ukuthi bonke abantu bagoqeleke ekuthuthukeni kwezigaba lekwenzeni amabhizimusi.
Unduna Vusumuzi Prince Mabhiwa laye utshayele omama beLupane ihlombe ethi imisebenzi yabo iyabukeka njalo ithuthukisa isigaba ngendlela eziphezulu.
Uhlelo lona ngwalo luhlelo lohle kakhulu worth knowing ukuthi imali yangikhona iya ku community direct inxa kuyimali that means to develop iLupane ibuye ebantwaneni beLupane. There's no way abantu beLupane abangathi ku selection criteria kumbe njani bavaleleke phandle because kathe sibuye kibe ezandleni zabo.
Unkosa Unkosazana Sithembiso Ncube olilunga lelupane Women Development Trust uphe ubufakazi encoma ukukhuphuka kwempilo yakhe ngokuthunga ethengisa ilala.
Sengifundisile abantwana ngile mfuyo engiceda abanye obaba. Ngilomama, ngingumama nje angiboni ukuthi ngisathini ngiyanceda abanye obaba ngilamakhuba abathathu. Ngiyafanisa ukuhayisa, mina ngedwa sengisebenza lula ngezinto engizithola ekubenzeni. Ngiyabonga abantu abami abanye badodile iform 4.
Omunye wamalunga eLupane Women Development Trust, umnumzana Muzobanzi Moyo, osuka eJotsholo eManganga, oqale ukuthunga ngomnyaka ka-2008, uthe imuli yakhe uyayiphilisa
kusukela ngo-2008 kuze kufike namhla. Sengithuthukile kakhulu, sengile nkomo, njalo futhi inkomo zami uNkulunkulu uyangibona, zizala amasikazi. Ngile mbuzi, lazo imbuzi zami futhi uNkulunkulu uyangibona, zizala le nkukhu zigcwele umuzi wonke. Ngiyigoda emadodeni esigabeni seManganga. Esikoleni akilasikwebidi. Umntwana wami eManganganga uhamba ngebhayisikili eprimary.
Unkosikazi Thenjiwe Ndlovu uthe uhlelo lwelupane Women Development Trust seluphumelelise imuli yakhe sebenezifuyo ngelala.
Sesengukuba sesiphumelele singomama sesilento yonke mbuzi inkukhu konke sesiyakha izindlela samende.
Inhlanganiso yelupane Women Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1995 isilamalunga azinkulungwane ezinye lengxenye. Imali abayithole lamuhla ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa imisebenzi esepulazini kunye leyelala. Isikhwama se-USAIDF eZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2010 sesatshala izigidi eziyisificaminwembili njalo isiza imisebenzi yokulima leyezandla eyabasakhulayo labomama abadubekayo abalenhlelo zabo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 iselupane ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokubhidlika kwezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ephiwe isicoco lesikhundla ngumanyano we-World Health Organization. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 kuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Phakathi kwabafe ekudubukeni kwebhomba esigodlweni seSomalia eMogadishu ngeviki edluleyo kulesizalwane seMelika esife sisanda kufika kulelo lizwe sisehoteleni. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zakobulawayo luveze ukuba isilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lane ekhulwini sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Uphenyo lolu olwenziwe ngoncwabakazi lukhangele indawo ezinjengeBhinga, Wange, Cholocho, Lupane, Bulawayo, uMzingwane, Gwanda, Matobo, Bulilima, uMguza, Insiza, Lebubi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Esethula ucwaningo lolu, okhokhela lolu hlelo wenhlanganiso ye-Q Partnership, unkosikazi Caroline Trigg, uthi uphenyo lolu lujonge ukudinga ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze abantwana abaningi bethole incwadi zokuzalwa. Uthi kuveze ukuthi kulula ukuthi omama bathathele abantwana babo incwadi zokuzalwa bebodwa kulabo baba.
Indaba yegugu rawundi isinazelela ukuthi iya affecta indaba ye access to documentation ngoba indaba leyo kuswelakala kwama birth certificate and IDs ungananzelela is passed on generations to generation ngoba abazali nxa bafa ngesikhathi segugurawundi laba basalayo basala besela ukuthi bengathathela njani abantwana babafo wabo ama birth certificate
uphenyo lolu lukhangelisise imuli ezedlula inkulungwane 1291 abantwana abangaba esilinganiso sokungamachumi phose amane 36% babikwa bengahlali labazali okusuka kubangele ukuthi behluleke ukuthola incwadi zokuzalwa abazintandane babikwa kulula ukuba bathole incwadi zokuzalwa ngoba ufakazi bokuthi abazali babhubho bukhona abantwana abayesilinganiso sokungaphansi kwechumi ekhulwini 8% bazalelwe phandle kwelizwe kuthi abangaba yisilinganiso sokulichumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% bazalelwa ngekhaya okusuka kubangele ukuthi omama bangabi lencwadi zesibhedlela zokuthi bathole incwadi zokuzalwa
okunye futhi esebunazelelayo ukuthi abantu abatsha asebeleminyaka engaba yi 17 abaningi bangkhona bazalelwa emakhaya so abantwana laba babe bengelabo ubufakazi bokuthi bazalelwe nga
indawo ezihlasele kakhulu luhlupho lokuswela amaphepha okuzalwa zigoqela ibubi gwanda insiza lebulilima lokhu kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bangaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu eSouth Africa Umnumzana Phumlani Mpofu osebenzela iTrinity Project inhlanganiso enceda abantu ngolwazi lokuthola amaphepha okuzalwa kanye lezithupha uvumelano laloluphenyo egcizelela ukuthi ukuthuta kwabantu besiyadinga imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe ngokunye okubangela inkinga.
Ungalifana ukuthi umuntu ekuphume lapha nxa esiyasebenza khona le ethola amapermit. Okubangela ukuthi abantu bengafika ngale sebenzitshintsha amabizo ukuze ukuthi uthole amaphepha kwelilizwe amaphepha ayiwo angayisiwo. Yose siphendukwa ngapha utholakala ukuthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu ethole ethatha amaphepha angapha njalo yena esesebenza esevese ehlala phandle kwelizwe.
Uphenyo lolu luveze ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka ephakathi kwemine lelithumi lanye abalancwadi zokuzalwa kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bathiya abantwana besiyadinga umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bavinjwa ukuswela incwadi ezifunekwayo ukuthi abantwana bathole incwadi zokuzalwa hathi imali. Umnumzana Mthokozi Sindebele omunye wabakade bekhona ekwethuleni kocwaningo lolu ugcizelele ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi uhlupho lungaphi hathi ukucabangela ukuthi lokhu kubangela ukuswela imali.
Lokho kuthiwa uhulumende ukuthi abantu kabathathi incwadi zokuzalwa ngesizathu sokuthi kabala mali. Ukukhathana kakhulu leqiniso ngenxa yokuthi izizathu ezenza abantu bangathathi ama birth certificate lamanye ama documents eziningi okuqala siyakwazi ukuthi kulomhlubu lo wethu amaNdebele esachaya ngumbhuqazwe sisanda ukuthatha uzibuze njalo abanengi abantwana ababengabantwana ngaleso sikhathi abehluleka ukuthatha ama birth certificate sibengabantu abadala kathi sinjalo sebelabantwana so ngesizathu sokuthi bona bevele bengiyela ama documents bayehluleka ukuthi bathathise abantu babo ama birth certificate ngoba phela nxa usathathisa umntwana i birth certificate kumele uhambe lawe ulezincwadi ezeneleyo so uhulumende akumelanga kuphela akhangele indaba yokuthi abantu abathatha ama birth certificate nxa abalamali
abantwana abayi 5% bayehluleka ukubhala imihloliso eqhakathekileyo kanye lokuphatheka enhleleni ezimqoka esikolo ngenxa yokuswela incwadi zokuzalwa impumela yocwaningo lolu ikhangelelwe ukusetshenziswa ukuxoxisana lohulumende kunye lecommission ebona ngamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Human Rights Commission kumaviki ambalwa adluleyo uhulumende uqale uhlelo lokupha abantu incwadi zokuzala elizweni lonke jikelele uhlelo lolu lusolwe ngababona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu bethi bekuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi imbangela zokuswela incwadi eziqondileyo ziningi ukuze yaqondise lokhu ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku
kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siyalethulela udlalo udaba lomdlalo owenzakale kuvike edluleyo lapho i-stadium emdlalweni walo iqembu le-Capes United elingqikelane leleshabhani mine mhla ka-8 kuyona le inyanga kamfufu phezu kokunqotshwa 3-0 ishabhani imakepekepe iphinde yahlawuliswa inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola i-$2,000
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi uphokile. Was a
ngeviki edluleyo siliphe inzwisa yengxoxo eka Ezra Chisasibanda weStudio 7 lapho axoxe lo Unity Moyo ovela eZimbabwe ehlala eSouth Africa njalo inengi limazi ekuqembu lokugida ikwayito lepansula elithiwa iAchuzi lamhlanje ke silethulela loludaba kabanzi.
Kuluma ngokuthi achuzi abantu bahle bacabanga iqembu eligida emthathweni kwele Zimbabwe ikukhelwa nguUnity kaMoyo okwamanje kaMoyo sezibiza ngokuthi umayuza njalo kasagidi kuphela kodwa seqhunzela abantu ingoma njalo ehlabela kanye esekhathazile emzansi ingoma zakhe ezinja osokumenza qhashe ukuthi asebenze maviki wonke endaweni ezijiyeneyo kanti yena wayegida kangaka eZimbabwe wasukelani ekhaya.
Ngasuka eZimbabwe ke lakithi ngo-2006. Hey, bese kunzima laphayana indaba yazi zomsebenzi lakhona futhi indaba zokuthi bekungasatholakala ama-shows angithi abantu bagijimisana le moto zezinkwa ngapha ichukela kalikho so bekunzima kithi ukuthi abantu basupport yabona so then ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngibuye ngapha eGoli bengine group yami okuthiwa iAchuzi yimi njalo ifounder member then sengibuye lapha eGoli ngiyaziproducela njalo ngiya DJ ngizibiza ngegama elikuthi uDJ Mayuza.
Igoli ilokunzima kakhulu ma ungayazi. Abanye basuka benze into zokuganga betshontsha, abanye benatha bebhemela lokho okudakayo. Wena kwabanjani ufika igoli ungazi muntu kumbe kwakulabahlabeleli obazi ngaphambilini?
Ya khona kufike kwabanzima kakhulu egoli, yakwazi ukuthi nje ukuthi like ma in a foreign land vele it's never easy ukuthi uze uyenze lento oyifunayo, but hayi ikhona nje with the luck of ukuthi ngihlangane nabo Mavusani we Order Mister nguyongi introduce ama artists amaningi kakhulu afana nabo Pitch Black Afro, the late Mandoza, the late Brown Dash, like ngibona ama artists amaningi kakhulu and ngasebenza nawo njalo futhi ngiproduce abafana laba okuthiwa ngama Debbie Nights before bezoyenza iShumaya, then ngazo producer ningoma kaMapaphu uthi sanibonani featuring uMandoza, then kunenge sengikwenzile njalo ne album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2010 ebine ingoma ethi phezu kwamastanda, i-album ethi yona Survivor.
Ngempela kukhanya ziyamkhiphela uMayuza eMzansi, uyasebenza njalo ehlezi engojabulileyo kodwa izingoma zakhe eziningi ukukhanya zile nkulumo kanti le umastanda lo womenzani.
Well, hayi uyazi ingoma lethi phezu kwamastanda it was actually like yabona ukuthi umastanda basithwalise nzima la eGoli, so ngiyabe ngithi shaya umastanda ngezinye indlela but angithi uyazi ukuthi like ma usucula uthi phezu kwamastanda then abanye abantu bazoyithatha ngenye indlela. Le ngoma kahle ngiyenze noMangesto ose-UK ne hayi ingoma ichisile kakhulu lapha eGoli, at least ngathi ingoma engiyenze abantu abaningi banginanzelela kakhulu nalo khona lokho ukuthi ngibuya kwelakithi kwelikamzilikazi kobulawayo.
Yakataza ingoma uphezu kwamastanda njalo ngeke utsho ukuthi yakhitshwa ngo-2010. Okwamanje uMayuza sekhiphe omunye umkenti wengoma umratha ngokwawo. Lingoma entsha uyibiza uSidini njalo ungathi ithele njani lezakho zakudala?
Well, isingle yami le entsha ithi phezu kwegqomo. Ya, phezu kwegqomo actually like ngishaya isitala lesi sasedebeni abasibiza ngokuthi igqomo. Yabona, it's only drums and amalokhu njani, ama what you call, it's only drums and ama chants uthi ha ha hey kanjalo yabona. So then ngase ngicela ukukhona omnye umfana owasakithi futhi naye kuthiwa nguMoyo wangishayela isiginci lapho wathi katari phezulu ayikuyafiwa lapho and ingoma le receiver kakhulu ando ebantwini especially in terms of airplay emaclubini and sengithole futhi nama deals like MTN iConnect for ama caller tunes.
Abadala bathi ubosebenza ukhumbule ekhaya, wena mfana kaMoyo njengoba kusudume kangaka eMzansi awucabanga ukuthi ubuyele kwelakini uyejabulisa ke uZulu njalo ikusasa yakho yona ibona kanjani kwezomculo?
Yeah, well, hey, Chisa, uyazi like angeke ngize ngitsho like ngikusasa ukuthi ngizobuyela futhi yini ekhaya just because angithi uyazi ukuthi sometimes kunzima ukuthi imiculo yethu idlale njengamanje nje yona le ngiyidlala khona lapha eSouth Africa le kwelakithi kwelamzilikazi vele sengithola ama message afana nokuthi thumela i profile but a big artist like Mayuza you can ask a profile kanjani, yet we are the founders, we are the pioneers of kwaito music Zimbabwe, you understand? So I ngiyathaba futhi njalo ngiyajabula, ngiya appreciate ukuthi you have given me this chance ukuthi ngike ngikhulume, and nengoma yami izwakale kancane ngkhona ngapho bayizwe umhlaba wonke. Njalo futhi ngithanda ukubonga bonke abantu abangisupportayo konke kuma social networks lapho engiya khona nabangibizayo emaphathini ukuthi ngiDJ ongabe yang jabulela ngikhona ku Facebook my user Achuzi.
Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, igama nguChris Gunn.
Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.